This is an audio recording of the annual parish council meeting and annual parish meeting of North Hewish Parish Council on the 3rd of May 2022.
Right, I think everybody's here pretty much, so we might have a kick off. Obviously, the election of chairman and vice chairman is the first thing. As far as chairman's report is concerned, because I haven't been here very much, I'm going to invite the vice chairman to do a report, and I shall just piggyback onto his, really. Basically agree with what he says. Election of chairman and vice chairman. Nominations?
I would like to nominate David Gabriel.
So would I.
Second.
Yeah. Any other nominations? Oh, bugger. Vice chairman. Nomination.
Sorry? Very able job in your absence.
Yes. Indeed, probably more able than truth. Any other nominations? No need to leave the room then, I guess.
No, just stay where you are.
Okay. Well, that was a painless, sort of.
Who's proposing and who's seconding?
Yes, proposals.
Okay. Everyone.
Yes. Take a pitch. Okay, so in that case, if I could invite the acting chairman, vice chairman, to do his report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, after our experiments with online meetings last year, we have returned to meeting in person. But the move from the intimate, if not always cosy, surroundings of the vestry into the main church to allow for social distancing proved fortuitous, as we have been pleased to welcome more members of the public than we have seen for many years. The presence of so many parishioners was thanks to a year dominated by perennial issues, planning and highways. This year we have seen an unusually high number of planning applications that have been inaccurate, ill-advised or lacking the scrutiny that would normally be expected, to the frustration of both councillors and parishioners. We sincerely hope this is a short-lived trend. Block drains and potholes made their regular appearance in our meetings. Our tireless linksman, Mr. Whittacombe, has cleared more bubble holes than I have seen in dinner. And Devon County Council contractors have clearly fallen so much in love with Horsbrook that they have visited a single pair of potholes four times since January. Meanwhile, the subject of traffic through Avonwick, which first entered the Council's minutes in 1932, has been brought about to the Council's agenda thanks to increasing concern about the speed of vehicles in the village. A group of parishioners has been formed to discuss possible solutions to the problem, and interest in a 20-mile-an-hour limit to the village curiously coincided with a U-turn by Devon County Council on their blanket opposition to such schemes. The parish council have duly applied for a 20-mile-an-hour limit in Avonwick. The village did give a warm welcome to some speeding traffic in the form of the Tour of Britain cycle race, which sped through the village last September in the blink of an eye. A watchful eye is due to be permanently placed on our southernmost point before long, as CCTV is being installed to monitor Gower Bridge. Despite having been widened for wartime munitions, the historic structure has been repeatedly damaged by ever larger peacetime traffic over the last few years. It is hoped that CCTV will deter or at least detect unsuitable vehicles attempting to cross the bridge at lower cost than physical alterations. Keeping costs low has also been on the parish council's mind at a time of increasing financial pressure on our parishioners. Going against the trend, North Hewish has not increased its precept this year. The value for money has been a sore point when applied to the rubbish service provided by South Downs District Council's new contractors. A shambolic rollout of a less than super recycling service, overdue by more than a year in parts of the parish, combined with miscollections and withdrawal of brown bin collections, has been the subject of much discussion and discontent. We were promised more but have received far less, and sincerely hope that our super frustrated parishioners can become true recycling superheroes before long. And speaking of superheroes, we must note the truly heroic service given to the parish council by Tony Luscombe, who retired from his parish clerk duties at the end of March after an astonishing 21 years. He oversaw huge changes in the way the parish councils operate, countless battles on our behalf and steered the council's meagre finances through several global crises. To say that he is a tough act to follow might sound like a glib strategy, but his replacement lasting only a fortnight must surely prove its truth. I thank him once again for 70 years of hard work for the council.
Thank you very much. Well, as you know, I haven't been here for much time, so I can't add very much to that, except to endorse Councillor Gravatt's eulogy about Tony Luscombe. We were able to give him a small token of our appreciation, but it was remarkable, having had a clerk for 21 years, we then had one for 2 weeks. But I think thanks must also go to Ali Kola, who stepped into the breach very well and helped us while we looked for another permanent parish clerk. I mean, obviously, in the past, we've had the advantage of not having had to pay for a parish clerk. Now, obviously, we've made provision for remuneration of clerks in the future. That plus the money we've spent on highway maintenance, puddle holes and that sort of thing has been our main expenditure. Thanks also to John Widdicombe, who has done sterling service. As you know, last time he, having run through last year's budget, we were paying him off ex gratia when work needed to be done. But I mean, I think it's one thing that we don't spend money on much, but it is one thing that, you know, the parish really needs to have these lanes kept clear, so hopefully we'll be able to find money for that in the future. Other than that, and apart from, you know, the perennial problem with speed through the village, which is the same with every village, I mean, it comes up all the time, and anybody new comes into the village, they always complain about it, which is fair enough. But I mean, we've been banging on with this since the motor car was invented, pretty much. And sometimes we get a bit of service, but not very much. Anyway, that, I think, is all I can add. We have Fiafi's report. I've got it written down. Do you want me to read it out, or were you happy to...
I was going to add a bit to it, actually.
Would you want to give the report, and then you can encapsulate the whole thing? Far away.
Right. We've got a small amount of money from the rental of Mary Clark Field, and a few of these are possibly going to donate this money to Southampton Caring, but a first checking to see if the Trust will allow us to do this. We feel it would benefit anybody from the parish in need of help. We meet twice a year, and our next meeting is in June. That's basically.
Okay, thank you very much. Do we have any other reports?
You've got the church report, which I've never been asked to do before, but it was rather nice to do. So
good.
I put in quite a bit of the history. But I did it in rather a hurry and forgot to say that, of course, it is a meeting place as well for parish council, for fee and fees, for the church itself, and any other community things at the moment, until such time as we might have something else.
But do you want me to add that on?
Yeah, it would be quite good if it just shows it is there. It was quite long, but as I say, I thought I'd put a little bit about the... how we are here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good, thank you.
I'll send you that little bit, Ali, that I've added.
Sorry?
I'll send you the little bit that I've added.
I have got those printed off as well, so that helps.
You have a report from the Community Hall project.
Yes.
Would you like that read out?
Yes, please.
The chairman is taking the agenda, has obviously been unable to do so. After a period of hiatus caused by external factors, over the last year, the Community Hall project has gained new members and held a number of useful meetings. Chief among these was a public meeting we organised in September 21, at which the Community Hall project, Church of St James, and our Centre Club all gave presentations about their plans and opportunities for community space in the parish. The Community Hall project explained the difficulties of the site allocated for a village hall and clarified the issue with parking, demonstrating that only a small hall with minimum parking might be fitted on the site and not the facility that the community survey had identified as wanted by the parish. The meeting was very well attended, generated lively discussion, and was described as very hot and informative in the feedback we received. The vast majority of the feedback was supported the concept of some form of community space in the parish, with support of shared use of existing spaces, but also continued support for a standalone facility. The community hall project has never set out to build a white elephant, and there remains an interest in a village hall for the parish. We're well aware that a standalone hall is not something that can be built quickly or cheaply. As we consider the best ways forward, we're looking at ways in which we can encourage community activities in the short term, as well as seeing more business in the future. With this in mind, we'll be looking into organising additional community events, and we hope that we'll be able to make grants available later this year for more immediate community projects within the parish.
Thank you very much. Do you have any other reports?
I can do one for the tree warden, if you like.
Yep.
So, of course, this year has been no different from any others when it comes to ash dieback. Just keep your eye out on it and everything else. It is manageable. In most cases, it's not actually worth cutting it down. It's worth just seeing, actually, from a health and safety point of view, whether it needs to be removed. There is a pilot project which is going to be launched to audit all the trees in churchyards. The diocese are starting that with a launch on next week in Staverton. The tree wardens are being asked to audit all their churchyards in each parish, and from there the information could be used to widen the field within the parishes themselves, on public land and also private land. And of course we have agreed to look into placing a jubilee tree within the parish. It's been very kindly visited and agreed that we should look at the grounds of this church that we are meeting tonight to replace an old tree which was felled most recently because of its blowing down in the wind, and that's something that we're going to hopefully look into and get sorted in the coming months.
Thank you very much.
I had a note that we were expecting a report from the tennis club. Has that been received?
No. Well, I must admit I've been out all day, so I don't know.
No, I haven't had any emails.
Mr. Chairman, are you expecting council reports at this juncture?
Well, we have got council reports detailed for later on.
No, that would be for the normal parish meeting.
Yeah.
I do have an annual report.
Yes, yes. I know that came in. I'm afraid I haven't had a chance.
No, it's no problem. I was happy to give it, but I'd send it to Clark.
No, well, I mean, if you're happy to do... I mean, you know, then if you don't have to stay, then you don't...
Well, I've got things for you for the parish, for the normal parish meeting, but I'm happy to give an annual report now if you'd like me to.
Yes, by all means.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay, COVID. Clearly the last year has been difficult for us all. It's been great to be meeting in person again, and I look forward to supporting the parish where possible and ensuring it remains connected and resilient. One of the principal heads of the new county corporate strategy. Vaccination programme. I must praise the NHS Clinical Commissioning Group for their sterling work disseminating information on COVID vaccines, as well as the excellent publicity campaigns that they ran. It's gratifying that so many arms were vaccinated and boosted as a direct result of their efforts. The figures I provided to you on a monthly basis in early 21 are indicative of their keenness to keep the message going. Finance. This year's county budget sees a significant amount of money pumped into adult care and health with an extra investment of £29.6 million. Children's services are also well supported with an extra £17.1 million investment. It is unfortunate that this money will have to be paid primarily out of county reserves, as the money supplied by central government dwindles still further. As a direct result, the council has had no alternative other than to raise council tax again to help in some small way towards meeting the shortfall. A locality budget. I was very happy to support various parish council projects this year and would warmly welcome applications from this parish for a jubilee tree, perhaps, for example, and other things. It's regrettable that council budgets have been reduced next year from £10,000 to £8,000 as part of the council's drive to cut costs. If you can square that with the corporate strategy of keeping parishes connected and resilient, then I wish you good luck. I can't. But there you go. 21-hour speed limits. Much of my time today as county councillor has been frustrating when it comes to requests for speed reduction. I was therefore very happy to learn that the trial had been dropped. It is interesting, as has been mentioned, the timing, although I would say one of the reasons it's been dropped is because the county was told so vigorously by so many councillors that it was a silly idea to suggest a trial for 20 miles an hour across a town in Devon rather than in a more rural area, so I'm glad to see this. You might note, Mr. Chairman, that 71 parishes across Devon have applied for 20 mile an hour speed limits.
Cabinet at County at the last count had put forward £100,000 towards the project. By my reckoning, and you will have to bear in mind that I'm obviously very green about the Guilds as a county councillor, by my reckoning, if parishes require work done to get them to 20 miles an hour, that should see about three parishes done across Devon. If every parish accepted needs no work done at all and can simply have 20 mile repeater signs, then we might get as many as a third. So 23 or 24 of those 71. So I'm fully expecting some parishes in this division to be disappointed, I'm afraid. But such is the nature of the beast. At least we are moving in, the county's moving in the right direction, just rather slowly as per usual. I've put a little bit in on the Standing Advisory Committee for Religious Education, simply as information for you, because as part of my county responsibilities, I sit on this group, and I just wanted you to know that we have been looking at the agreed syllabus as mechanisms for supporting teachers in the delivery of faiths other than Christianity, as well as the Understand Christianity course that we run across the county. Highways, as a local team, Nick Coulton and I continue to respond to complaints and requests. I should say, I will send them out 20 times to a pothole until it's repaired, because hopefully that might then send a message to them that between this parish council and Mr. Coulton and myself, we will be sending contractors back until they do the job properly, which is what they should be doing the first time. Parishioners should be reassured to know that if the contractor does a job and it's not done properly, they don't get paid. They get sent back to do it, but they do not get paid. That's what we have inspectors. That's what we have inspectors for. That's one of the very good things about it. Finally, I would say I'm always happy to be contacted by phone or email if I can assist in any way. I'm glad to be able to support the council over the last year as required. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Good evening. I'm very grateful for the request to give a report, but I hadn't realised it was required in writing.
No,
it wasn't. And if I had done it in writing, it would have been overtaken by some events, so I hope you'll excuse that. I'm a trustee of the club. The club is a registered charity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nigel Moores here is one of the other trustees, and the third trustee is our treasurer, Deirdre Pope, who some of you have probably dealt with in the past. I became a trustee 2 years ago and realised that one of the undealt with issues was basically the poor quality of the facilities in the clubhouse. And this made us very reluctant to rent out the clubhouse to village organisations, because we felt that one toilet, which was used by other septs, on a cold water hand basin, and no electric light or anything, was not a very adequate facility to be offering. So I consulted the committee about basically a programme of works to modernise the clubhouse. It's a lovely building. It was built about 100 years ago, and it's really a nice stonework, and it's a shame that it's been basically not looked after in the way it should have been in the past. So with the committee, I put together this programme of things that we would like to do to enhance it. And the top priorities were four things. Repair and insulate the roof, install mains electricity, install separate changing rooms and toilet facilities for males and females, and install a sewage treatment plant to cope with the increased effluent from the increased number of toilets. We've made excellent progress on the first three of those. So the roof has been repaired externally and some insulation installed. We're waiting for the builder to do the internal part, which will be new ceilings and insulation in those. The second item, electricity, was much more difficult. The nearest electricity supply is in Church Walk, and our initial plan was to equip from Western Power to take the cable across the road and into the field belonging to the Blackwell Estate. And then up straight along the inside of the hedge, through the play park, and to the club car park. That was the shortest route, so it seemed the obvious thing to try first. So, as it was the shortest and it involved the play park, I applied to approach the parish council. For permission for a way leave to allow the cable to be run through the play park. A way leave is a very simple document, one-page thing, which the landowner signs, and then Western Power can get on with installing the connection. The representative of the parish council, who I dealt with, quite reasonably asked for an easement. An easement is a much more complicated document and more expensive and so on. But the crucial thing was, and the big hold-up was, that Western Power would not accept an easement. They only deal with easements for large developments. And the amount of electricity we were going to use would be absolutely minimal compared with what they consider to be worth having an easement for. So there was an impasse, and so I then thought, well, perhaps if we had a route over the field all the way along to the park, or one of our car park, we could make some progress. But the land agent for the Blackwell Estate perfectly reasonably asked for an easement. So both the routes that I hoped would work were faced by this difference of views about how it could be dealt with. And Western Power were absolutely adamant that they wouldn't consider going to the trouble. Their legal department is overwhelmed with work by large applications for large developments. So the only alternative was to find a route that didn't require any easements or way leaves, and that was along the road. Well, the initial quotation from Western Power was around £15,000. The new route along the road was £26,000. And that's not something that we had budgeted for, or expected, or actually had the money for. So we made great efforts to raise money from within the membership, and finally found enough funds to commission Western Power to install the connection. For some strange, well, it seems strange, some reason, my initial application was for a 15 kilowatt connection, which is a normal domestic, a modest domestic supply. But we thought, in hindsight, we should have applied for something a bit bigger. And the next step up is 45 kilowatts, and that would be delivered by a three-phase supply. It actually used the same cable as a single phase one, but it turned out to be £20 cheaper. I think this is something to do with the connections to the existing supply. it does have the great advantage that we will be able to install much better electric cookers than the bottled gas ones that we use at the moment. We could install more powerful instantaneous water heaters, and it would supply a sewage treatment plant when we managed to find the money to install it. So the connection was completed in March. We're very sorry that it involved the road being dug up and closed for 2 weeks, but that's the only way we could go. And we had already started I'll go back to the third element, which was the changing rooms. I applied for the grant to the Postcode Local Trust. The limit is £15,000 for the changing room business. And we had a quote that just came within that. And so we were able to progress that. So the changing rooms are now virtually complete. A small amount of electrical work to finish. And they contain, and the ladies, two WCs, and instantaneous water heaters, touch-free taps, and electrical hand dryers. The gents is the same, except that there's one WC and one urinal. Each of them has an assisted or ambulant toilet for disabled people of with a minor disability, shall we say. So they have all the handrails and so on that you'd expect for that. So far, we think we all have a projected deficit for this year of around £10,000, which we will do our best to cover. But we don't have the money for a sewage treatment plant, which I think is essential for us to be able to make it widely open to the community for large events. We can, I think we can safely allow it to be used for modest events, and we can direct men towards the urinal, which we have another urinal outside. So I think the trustees have recently agreed that we can offer you the facility of the clubs, the use of the clubs' facilities for your Jubilee event, the car park and the clubhouse, but we will have signs directing men to the outside urinal.
Okay.
So I hope that is appreciated. I was in correspondence from Councillor Ferrett. I learned that you had decided that you could make grants for capital projects that brought community benefit. Well, our pitch to the local, the Postcode Local Trust was that we would be able to offer the clubhouse for community activities. And I quoted the excellent survey that you had done in 2015, which asked people what sort of activities they would want to use a community hall for, which included large numbers of people who would be interested in activities like Keep Fit, dancing, you can imagine all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. So hopefully when we've got the facilities that we require, we'll be able to do that. There would need to be somebody to manage the booking system, but that's not insuperable. So the upshot is that we would like to apply for a grant that would go most of the way, if that's possible, towards the cost of having the sewage treatment plant installed. I understand you need to discuss the details of it. My experience of applying for grants, which I've done on for other sports clubs that I've been a trustee with, is that they normally mention a limit to which you can apply, and that would be helpful if you could tell us that when you've settled the other details.
I think probably with the information you've given us, I think that's something we probably would discuss at the next meeting. You know, and then obviously if you could give us some rough idea of what sort of...
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the parish is short of facilities, any facility is going to be useful. It would be nice to be able to put some sort of figure on quotes that we might have to, you know, for you to use, for us to use the facilities.
Yeah.
And obviously we can juxtapose that against grants, and we can look into these sort of grants that we're able to support. I mean, it's no skin off our nose to support a grant, obviously. But obviously I think it's something as a council we need to discuss.
Sure.
So if we can table that for the next meeting, and then you know, we've obviously come back to you as a point of contact and push it on from there.
There are two figures that I should have included in what I said. Not much, well, about money. I had a quote yesterday from the best supplier in Totnes and his chosen contractor for the installation of sewage treatment plant, and it was £9,400.
Mm-hmm.
More than I expected.
Sure.
Prices of revenue have gone up so much recently, especially building work.
Yeah.
So the other thing is that we would obviously, we would offer the parish council itself and any community group a discounted rental rate.
Sure.
And we would hope to, by the winter, have installed radiant heating.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be on a separate meter,
mm-hmm.
so that we could sell whoever a card and they could stick it in. And
well, if you can give us some idea about the rates that you'd be looking to charge. And obviously, I take your point that, you know, we would have discounted rates.
Yeah.
I mean, that would give us information and ammunition to support an application for a grant as well, because obviously we would then be looking to use it for the community and so on. So if you could provide us...
To be honest, we haven't discussed that very much as yet.
Well, we'll discuss the proposal next time.
I would say that we would aim to be, you know, in the same sort of range as other community halls in the area.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Do you want me to look and see if there's any suitable grants?
Yes, please. And then we can discuss that next time. Try and push it on.
I would hope to hear from you after your next meeting.
Yes. Yes. And Ali will have all your contact details, obviously.
Yes, I do.
Good. Super. Thank you very much.
Do you want to ask any questions?
Yeah, of course.
Could I ask the gentleman, would he know how many parishioners in this parish would belong to the tennis club? And the other question I'd like to ask is,
my hearing is not very good.
Would you know how many parishioners of this parish would be members of your club? And the other question I'd like to ask is, what happens to the wastewater now?
It's in a soakaway, yes, on the land that the club leases, yes.
Right.
There's only one toilet, it's absolutely minimal use,
and
we understand that that's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
The sewage treatment plant would be a modern three-stage one. It has, you know, has a fan and all that sort of stuff. And the water that comes out of it is guaranteed to be drinkable. So that would just...
Right.
And actually,
if you so choose.
I've experienced doing that. My son has just had one installed. And I was very happy to drink it. And it tasted better than the tap water because it didn't have any chlorine in it.
That's a fair comment. But would it be possible to know how many parishioners of this parish you know, are you
going to be? We'll find out.
Thank you.
We'll ask them. Yes, we'll come back to you on that.
Thank you. I think we've done reports. Excellent.
Would you be happy if we left that?
More than, yes. Thank you very much for your input.
Thank you.
We'll get back to you after the next meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'll forward any grant information I find as well.
Sorry?
I'll forward any grant information that I can find for external grant.
Okay.
For you.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Thank you.